Welcome to Victory Family Church Podcast. Thanks for joining us. For sermon notes and videos relating to this message, please visit media@victory.com.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. It is so good to worship God together. You can be seated. Welcome to First Wednesday. We're going to have an all-worship night. We so appreciate the worship team and everybody coming together. Would you thank them? They work really hard tonight to create an atmosphere and to really create a vehicle for us to come into the presence of God and just worship Him with all of our hearts. We're so glad you're here tonight. And this is the week, of course, where small groups are launching. And as well, we want to make sure if you're here as a guest tonight, we're so glad you've come to our First Wednesday. It's a time when we celebrate together as our church family. We have communion together. In a moment, I'm going to pray over the kids going back to school, college kids, all the faculties and all the school districts. We just want to believe God over our kids' school year. Amen. How many of you know there's some stuff that happens in schools, and our school districts need us to be praying? Amen. And so we're going to do that tonight. Certainly our kids do. So thank you so much for coming. If you are a guest, though, please take a card outside of the seat pocket in front of you. It's just a guest card. And fill that out. It's up behind me on the screen. Fill that out in its entirety. At the end of the service, drop it off at the information centers out there. And when you do, they'll give you a packet of information about the church, a little booklet. In the booklet is a voucher you can take to our cafe and redeem for a free coffee or specialty drink. And that's good for you and anybody with you tonight. So would you, and if you don't use it tonight, you can use it another time when you come. So would you give a hand to all of our guests tonight? Thanks for coming. We're going to celebrate communion in a while. If you did not receive the elements, if you'll raise your hand, the ushers will get one of these to you while we're talking. I just want to take a moment and encourage you. You know, our church is situated in the Seneca Valley School District. And we have been able to, with the cooperation of the district, and the district has a wonderful superintendent, Tracy Vitale. Dr. Vitale is doing a phenomenal job in some very difficult financial times in education. And we need to be praying for those in the leadership, those on the school board and those in the administration, certainly the teachers who are in the ground game every day with our kids. And I'll tell you, we have some phenomenal teachers in this district. And many of them are believers. And I believe for the greater majority of all teachers, they really have the interest of these kids at heart. And we want to be supportive and believe God with them. We know that the culture is not an easy place to live in. And certainly the culture that's been created in the schools is not necessarily the easiest as well. Now, many of you know that light shines the brightest in a dark place. Amen. And so we want to pray over our kids. And just as God, as Daniel, He gave him favor. We want to believe God for favor on our kids. That God would give them a great amount of wisdom and insight. And that God would just bless their school year. He would give them favor. And that we want to pray over the district. This year, just a few weeks back, we gave right around 1,000 backpacks full of supplies to families in need in the Seneca Valley School District. So thank you for giving that. Thank you for making that possible to bless families in need. It's a blessing, isn't it? It's an awesome thing. Also, the Seneca Valley School District contacted us and asked us if we would be willing to help participate financially in bringing in a special speaker as a surprise that none of the teachers knew about. They called and asked if we would be willing to help with that. And so one of the teachers that were at Sandy Hook came in and spoke to the teachers and was incredibly inspiring to them. And you helped fund that. And so it's one thing to say, hey, we pray for you. It's another thing to try to make a difference. And so we represent somewhere in our congregation, almost 30 school districts are represented in this church. And so you get on fire here, you go back to those places. You're sitting in those school districts and we want to believe God. Your kids are in First Wednesday. Remember, the kickoff, Thrive kickoff is coming this Saturday night. Make sure you have your kids there. And we're just believing God to make a difference. So I want to pray over your kids. If you have grandchildren, I want to pray over them. If you have college students, I want to pray over them. Those getting their master's or doctorates or whatever. And for every teacher, every administrator, that God would help them. Because our kids matter. Amen. And we want to be salt and light in our communities. We want to make a difference. And we want to be, instead of cursing the darkness, we want to go light some candles. Amen. So let's pray over our children and over the schools. Father, we lift up all the districts represented in this church. Close to 30 school districts represented by this congregation. And Lord, we pray for every administrator in those districts that they wouldn't lose heart. That as they face fiscal situations and financial crunches, that you would give them wisdom. And we pray for them, Lord, that you would help them to be strong leaders. That they would lead wisely. That they wouldn't let the culture seep in to the school district. That they won't let the stupidity of the culture, just that they just won't let down their guard and let stupid things happen in the name of political correctness. Help give them strength and wisdom for the sake of our kids. We pray for them. We pray for every school board and every person on those school boards. We pray for every teacher, those teachers on the front lines that are day to day, hour to hour with our kids. Lord, give them great grace. Give them great, great grace. Anoint them to minister to our children. And Lord, we pray now for our kids. We pray for our students. Pray for those in college, those in grad school, those getting doctorate degrees, those junior high students, senior high students, elementary, those ones going into even preschool and kindergarten. Lord, as they start that journey in their life, I ask you that you would give them a spirit of wisdom, revelation in the knowledge of Him. That, Father, that you would cause them to find favor in your sight, in the sight of men. That all they set their hand to would prosper. That they would be blessed as they enter the school and blessed as they leave. And Father, I ask you that like with Daniel, where you caused him to have a spirit of wisdom and gave him great grace to understand and to learn. I pray for every child with any type of learning disability that's been diagnosed with anything and been said, this is your boundary, this is your border. Lord, you respect no boundaries. You respect no borders. We trust you to bring healing into those situations. We ask you to do a mighty work in the lives of our children. We pray over them and we celebrate together. And by faith we proclaim, this will be the greatest school year in these districts. This will be the greatest year for the administration, the school boards, the teachers, and our kids. We proclaim that by faith in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You believe God with that? Amen. We're going to worship the Lord with at this time in celebrating communion together. And so I want to read to you out of the scripture. The Apostle Paul was given divine revelation by the Lord Jesus. In Corinthians, where he talked about communion, you understand Paul was not there at the Last Supper. He was not there. He was one, as he said, born out of due season. Paul came to Christ after the resurrection. So what Paul's about to write here, you understand Jesus himself appeared to him and gave him revelation of. And here's what he said when he taught about communion. He said in verse 20 of 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Let me start up in I lost my place here. We'll start in verse 23. He said, "For I have received from the Lord that which I now deliver to you." So this is a direct revelation of Jesus himself. "That the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'Take and eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper and said, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This you do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me.' Now listen, for as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you are proclaiming the Lord's death till he comes." How many of you know he's coming? Amen. And so this tells us that Jesus gave his body, gave his blood for us. That when we come into this place of communion, we are to remember that which Jesus did for us. We are to put our minds in remembrance. We have busy lives, busy days. Communion is a time when you stop in your tracks and you remember what the King of Kings has done for you. You remember that his body was broken for your healing. His body was broken so that you could be made whole. And that his blood was spilled so that God could say to you, "Your sins and your iniquities I will remember no more." so that your past can stay in your past, so that your yesterdays no longer have to dominate your tomorrows. So how many of you are glad today for a blood-stained Savior that purchased your redemption? Thank God for that. Amen. So let's go ahead and open these elements together. Go ahead and take that which represents his broken body as you, if you can, like me, find it, how to get that off there. There we go. I even have glasses on. I found it. And we're going to break and eat together, and then we're going to drink together as we pray. And let's thank God. Let's join our faith together. And let's receive by faith what Jesus did for us as we remember the sacrifice of the Savior. Father, we put ourselves in remembrance, and we remember that He died for us. We remember Jesus shed His blood for us, His body broken for us. We refuse to elevate our sins above that blood. We refuse to limit our future based on our past. We say our future is bright because we have been redeemed by a loving God and a blood-stained Savior who died in our place, who suffered in my place. And so, Lord, by faith now, we receive these elements, remembering what You did for us, celebrating it in Jesus' name. Amen. Break, eat, and then let's drink together. Thank You, Lord. The ushers will be passing buckets, and you can just drop these in as you go. And, you know, let me just... The worship team is going to be coming here in a moment, and we're going to... thanks, Chris. The worship team is going to be coming in a minute. It's an all-worship night. Just like Sean said when he opened up, I so appreciate Sean and the worship team and Vicky and Ellie. All that these folks do, they do such a phenomenal job. But like Sean said, they're not here to perform. This is an all-worship night. For some of us, maybe you're like me, I've been a Christian for many years. Worship services like this, I just forget y'all are here, and I have me a time with Jesus. How many of you, that's your past? But you know, some of you are also like I was when I first became a Christian. I came out of a denominational background where somebody sneezed in church. We thought it was scandalous. I mean, just, whoa, did you hear that? And so you've never really lifted your voice. You've never really lifted your hands. You've never forgot about yourself and concentrated on Him and worshiped Him with all of your heart, all of your soul, all of your mind, all of your strength. You say, well, it kind of bothers me, these guys, how they get excited, and that makes me a little uncomfortable. Nobody gets uncomfortable when at a Steeler game, at a touchdown, and people go nuts. You say, well, they're celebrating something good, and I agree. I jump with you. At the Super Bowl, when we won, Steve Bordeaux over the couch landed on top of me. And nobody thought it was odd. It hurt a little bit, but it wasn't odd. Because we were celebrating something that was joyous and exciting because God's team won. It was amazing. And the Pirates are in first place. I mean, I'm telling you, man, we're in a move of God. And nobody thinks a thing of it. They fill up, the whole stadium gets filled up now. People are rocking PNC Park. Not just to see the view. Now we're watching a team. And it's incredible. And you know what? That's for a home run. Or a six-point touchdown. Or a field goal. Or a crown or a trophy that will fade away. We're talking about the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen? And Jesus said it this way. If you don't praise me, the rocks and the stones will cry out. I don't know about y'all. I'm not getting replaced by a rock. Amen. Let's stand together. Let's worship our God. Oh, magnify You. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Thank You. Thank You, Father God. As we wait upon Him tonight, as we were worshiping the Lord, the Bible talks about gifts and manifestations and operations of the Holy Spirit, where He'll move by a word of knowledge or a word of wisdom or the gifts of healings. And as we're just worshiping, two things very specifically that I want to pray for, and I'm going to pray for you right where you're seated. And I'm going to expect God to move by the manifestation of His Holy Spirit and the gifts of healings, even the working of miracles, and do a work in people's body. And by the end of the service, we'll, of course, have a time. If you need general prayer, people will be here to pray for you. But this is very specific. It's twofold. Number one, it's joint conditions.
anywhere to do with joints in your body. In a moment, I want to pray for that. But first, I want to be very specific. As I was standing there, these words just came up in my soul, up in my heart. And it's a knowing by the Spirit of God that someone's here tonight. And all I know, this is all I have, and it's a word, it's a fragment, it's not the whole story, is that you're injured, but it occurred in a parking lot. And sometimes God does these things specifically to help people. Because people will be in situations that almost like, Lord, do you know about my life? Do you know where I'm at? Do you know what's going on? But you were injured in a parking lot. And He wants to manifest His healing power to you right now. So would you just bow your heads for a moment, close your eyes, and pull up the house light just a little bit so I could see, guys. And I just want to be sure. So because we always want, because you need to acknowledge that before God. And then I'm going to pray for everybody and leave those lights up just until we're done praying and going back into worship. With your heads bowed, eyes closed, say, Pastor John, I'm the one injured in a parking lot, and I'm believing God to heal me tonight. Lift your hand up real high. Do it right now so I can see it. Thank you, Lord. Okay, thank you. Put your arm back down. Thank you. Thank you. So I want to just pray for you. And when I pray, the healing power of God's going to come upon you. Now let me ask you this. If you have any joint conditions in your body, whatever that means, wherever the joints are, knees, hips, whatever. Wherever there's a joint and there's a need, we are going to believe God right now for the gifts of healing and the working of miracles. Now, let me stop you. Listen, don't tune up and get super spiritual on me. Don't start making promises to God and squinting your eyes. Listen, this is a gift. It is a grace. And you receive it because God loves you through faith. His great grace. And so just in a moment, I'm going to pray and He's going to touch you because He loves you. But right where you're standing, you say, that's me. Would you lift your hand right now? Thank you, Lord. Okay, well, my, there's many. You put your hands back down. Whatever that is, you say, well, that's really general. Well, some things are general, some things are specific, but you get healed nonetheless. That's what I'm looking for. And I just, you say, well, I'm just doing what I feel led to do. I want to be obedient. And I've watched God do this just so many times through the years, and we're going to see Him do it tonight. So I want to pray for you. If you raised your hand, the one person that raised their hand about the parking lot, that just, I'm telling you, He just wants to show Himself strong on your behalf. And so often God does these things supernaturally to help us. So let me pray for you, then we're going to go back into the presence of God and wait on God together. Father, I thank you for every person that lifted their hand. I thank you for the healing power of God that's available to us in our redemption. But Lord, I also thank you for the manifestations, the gifts and operations of your Holy Spirit. And I thank you now for the workings of your Spirit by the gifts of healings, even the working of miracles, that you would put back things that are gone miraculously, that you would heal things that are broken. And so, Father, by faith, I ask you right now that you would bring your healing power to those situations right now. And I speak that healing power over your body, command healing to flow in your body from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. And now, Lord, I thank you for that. Now, you just move whatever it was that wasn't moving well and act on it right now and begin to thank Him for it. Just thank Him for it. Oh, we magnify you, Lord. Thank you for it. Thank you for it. Now, Father, we enter your presence. Let's just continue. Sean, let's go ahead back in His presence and worship Him. These first Wednesdays of times, we're just going to come in the presence of God and let God be God. Amen. Let's worship the Lord together. Sing the harmony part of that again. I just want you to close your eyes as we kind of wind down tonight. As they sing that part together, just listen. Let God deal with your heart. Let Him do something great in your soul tonight. Let Him take you places by His Spirit, just on the inside. He's been wanting to take you for a long time. Let Him break down some of those walls. Let Him break down some of those things that have separated you from His plan. Things you've kept back that, but in His presence become so real, and you say, oh Lord, I want to let go of that. Help me. As they sing that part, just listen to it. Listen to them as they sing. Listen to those words. Close your eyes shut everything out and let these words just minister to your heart. Father, we worship you. We love you. We're so grateful. We love you because you loved us first. I thank you for doing a mighty work in every heart and every life tonight. I thank you for the bodies that you've touched tonight. I thank you for the souls that you lifted, for the chains that have been broken tonight. In your presence is fullness of joy. In your presence is peace. In your presence is mercy. In your presence, in your presence, in your presence. Father, we thank you for that. We worship you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. You can be seated. Isn't it good to worship God? Isn't it awesome to worship Him? Bless His wonderful name. If you could pull the house lights up a little bit for me, guys. You know, it's always right to give thanks to God that when He does things in our midst, that the Bible says it's good to give thanks to Him for the great things that He does. How many of you know Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, right? So we expect the same Jesus as what He did then, He'll do now in our midst. For He said, where two or three are gathered together in My name, I am there in the midst of them. And He's in our presence, He's in our midst to do the same works He did when He was here by the power of His Spirit. And aren't you glad that God wants to do things in your life, in everyday life right now? Amen? So let me just check. Anybody that you raised your hand, and this isn't necessary for everybody because that power went into you, but you had an instantaneous manifestation in your body where your body was healed, that what was sick or what was hurting is no longer, what couldn't move is moving. Would you just raise your hand up real high? Well, praise God. Isn't that awesome? Praise God forevermore. Amen. Jerry, do you mind me asking, where were you hurt in the parking lot? Praise God. And it popped and you were healed in your back. She said when she was, amen, when she was 17, as a majorette, fell in a parking lot, cracked her tailbone, and has been having pain. You're 24 now? Right. So, and as we were praying, it cracked, it popped or whatever. And isn't God good? Aren't you glad He doesn't forget what happened when you were 17 in a parking lot? Well, maybe it is good that He forgot what happened to you when you were 17 in the parking lot. Your sins and your iniquities He'll remember no more. Oh man, sorry about that. That came full circle. Isn't Jesus wonderful? With that, I'm going to turn it over to Pastor Steve.
Thank you for listening to this teaching from Victory Family Church. We pray you were blessed by God's Word. For additional teachings, resources, and podcasts, as well as information on who we are and our upcoming events, please visit our website, lifeatvictory.com.